Live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two already. How did this happen? Hour number two. Who took hour number one? I don't recall it going by. Is it done?
It's done. It's gone. It's in the past.
I'll take a few text messages before we switch gears here, but this Lori from Jackson says, we all know Obama's calling the shots. Makes you wonder. John from Decatur, we should start a 100-mile-an-hour tape thread like all the Chuck Norris threads. I'll start. He says, a guy put 100-mile-an-hour tape on a truck and it immediately grew a 6-inch lift kit and 44-inch swamp bogger tires. Awesome. Yeah, man. I'm telling you right now, 100-mile-an-hour tape, that's all you need. That and some zip ties, you can conquer the world. I'm just saying. MacGyver's got nothing if he doesn't have some 100-mile-an-hour tape. What else we got here? Thomas Mathens says $6 billion to enable Iran to deploy existing funds on hand 100% to nuclear development and terrorist units, including Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad. Don't forget the Houthis in Yemen. If this administration really wanted to significantly diminish the USA plus create chaos in the world, would it have been doing anything different than what they've done thus far? Who is pulling the Biden puppet strings? It does make you wonder. James from Harvest says, Tucker Carlson had a very interesting interview with Vivek Ramaswamy last night. He explained how he would support Israel and address America's interests. I think he might be onto something. Just thought you might want to check it out. It's very good. Okay, I'll check that out. Thank you very much, James from Harvest. I appreciate it. I miss Tucker being on you know, live in the evenings. There's nobody else right now that I'm like, oh, got to get in there. Tucker's on. You know, I don't have that anymore. I have to go seek it out or catch as catch can. Anyway, appreciate it. Ryan from Hazel Green says, when Chuck Norris boxes, he doesn't use gloves. He wraps his hands with 100-mile-an-hour tape. Awesome. That's awesome. That is
my favorite one of the day right there.
Just go
I
ahead.
I love anything like when people start saying Chuck Norris, I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Well, now you got Chuck Norris and 100-mile-an-hour tape. And I'm just, that's good
they
stuff.
They just wrapped it both in one.
Mike from Harvest says, try closer to $60 billion with allowing Iran to sell their oil. Yes. And oh, by the way, we also released additional funds the other day. It's a mess, y'all. It's a mess. 833-687-4448. That's the text line. That's also the call line. You are welcome to it. I'm going to be switching gears now. I am, but it doesn't matter. I'll still take your comments. If you got things you want to update people on, because you know about where the situation is with the church groups that are over there right now, you tell me. I'll update as we go. One more real quick. John from Decatur says that guy just won the internet for today.
Just nice. The internet for the
he
day.
Did. He won the internet
did.
For today.
He did.
Good stuff. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. That's Ryan from Hazel Green. Get the applause. All right, let's do this. Y'all, it is so important that we not lose sight of the fact that where we live has news, too. I say that because it's true. I mean, you got to know what's happening with people in and around your own neighborhood. Sometimes what it relates to other things. Sometimes it's what did your delegation say in the midst of the chaos in D.C. Sometimes it's just, you know, stuff that happens in our backyard, and you got to know. So let's do this. Every once in a while, we got to take what's happening around us and use it to cook up a batch of home fries. That's right. That's right. Smell it. You can smell it from here, cooking up a batch of home fries. Within the same vein of what we've been talking about, yes, there are Alabamians right now that are stuck in Israel. Story here on CBS 42 out of Baldwin County, WKRG. A Tuscaloosa couple is visiting Israel as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. Gene Poole and his wife, Jamie, left Tuscaloosa on Tuesday, headed for Israel for a trip of a lifetime to explore the Holy Land. And on Saturday, the trip took an unexpected turn when Hamas attacked Israeli towns. Says the couple was actually in Bethlehem when the country was first attacked. Poole himself gave comment to WKRG. He said it was a whole lot frightening. He said, I'm a military guy, so I'm thinking we go jump in a foxhole. That's exactly what we did. They herded us into a building that was fairly safe, well-built, and you just get through it. You just hope it doesn't happen again and again and again. He also said, we've had hundreds that have reached out, and we can feel it. God is in control. We're happy. We're going to get through this. So there's two Alabamians from Tuscaloosa, Gene and Jamie Poole, blessings on them, that are over there right now. But they are there as an individual trip. Here's an article from 1819, a story out yesterday. Two Alabama church groups are in Israel. And the quote is, we're here in the middle of a war. So two separate church groups from Alabama stuck in Israel following the deadly terrorist attacks. Because, by the way, you may say, why don't they get a flight home? Flights have been canceled. There are no flights home. Unless they've reopened the airports, and I'm not aware of it, the reality is there are no flights home at the moment. The Palestinian militant group's attacks included thousands of rockets fired into Israeli territory, killed at least 300. Well, no, this article's old now. It's almost 900 Israelis. The Reverend Thack Dyson of St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Daphne said on Facebook that he and other church members were in Israel trying to book flights out. He said, we're here in the middle of a war, not what we had planned, but it's what we got. The company they're with, called Emmanuel Tours, he said, has taken very good care of us. The other one is George Wright, the senior pastor at Shades Mountain Baptist Church in Vestavia, said that 11 members of the church from Vestavia Hills are currently in Israel. And he said that they are working right now to check on them. They are safe. They are secure in a good spot. But we're praying they can quickly and safely return home. So there's two church groups. One's right here in our listening area, Shades Mountain Baptist, down in Vestavia. And the other, St. Paul's Episcopal in Daphne. If anybody out there has an update on them, I would love to hear it. So there's that. And then you look at other things, home fry-wise. Oh, by the way, Senator Tuberville's office issued a statement. They are working to help Alabamians to get out of Israel. So they're doing what they can, working through the State Department to do that. Were you reaching for the button? Just because I said the word home fries. Thank you very much. Thank you. Boomer, you are on the job, man. I mean, it's funny. I moved past it so fast. He's like, he had the button, hand of the button. He didn't know what to do.
He was like, nope.
So how about this? I'm a fan of Coach Tuberville. I'm a fan of the way he has helped. In fact, I've got no beef with either one of our U.S. senators. I was cautiously optimistic about the fact that when both of them ran, we had no voting record to go on. All we could do was take them at their word that they were going to be as conservative and proactive as they said they would. And so far, my estimation is both Senator Katie Britt and Senator Tommy Tuberville are both playing on the A team. All right, they're both in the lead. There are people right now that are doing everything they can, y'all. All y'all need to understand that your coach Tommy Tuberville, U.S. Senator, senior senator from Alabama, is really getting raked over the coals for daring to do what others have done in the past, and that's put a hold on military confirmations because the DOD has got an illicit abortion policy. They're trying to spend federal dollars and waste military time on abortion issues. It's not their role. It is not their role at all. That's the Biden administration trying to set policy by fiat. And they're using the Department of Defense as, once again, their guinea pig for social policy. Well, Tommy Tuberville has basically said, you know what? I'm not going to make it easy on you. All your generals and admirals that want to get confirmed through the Senate, you're going to have to go the long route and just do it. Well, what did they do last week? Oh, that's right. They actually had the chairman of the Joint Chiefs confirmed. I thought you couldn't do that when Tuberville was doing what he was doing. No, you can do it. You can. And right now, there's not a single vacancy that's not currently being administered or commanded by someone who is acting or in an interim capacity. The military is not crumbling around us. Is it a distraction? Certainly. Are there admirals and generals who would like to get their star? Yeah, and I get that. Tell them to tell their boss, Secretary Austin, to tell his boss, President Biden, we need to back off this policy, please. In the meantime, you got knuckleheads like former CIA Director Michael Hayden. Remember him? He looks like the dad from that 70s show. He does. What was that guy's name? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. There was really kind of obnoxious guy, bald on top. You looking him up right now? Yeah. So that 70s show, Michael Hayden looks just like that. Are you finding it? Tell me what his name was. What you got?
Yeah, Red Foreman. Kurtwood Smith was Red Foreman.
That was the dad's name on TV was Red Foreman. Okay. Kind of obnoxious and always had a scowl on his face and talked real adamantly. Well, that's Michael Hayden. He even looks the same, like his brothers. Former CIA director Michael Hayden appeared to call for the death of U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. How's that for a headline? Story here again on 1819. So one Twitter user asked if Tuberville should be removed from his committee assignments, and Hayden, the former CIA director, said, how about removing him from the human race? Excuse me? Sir, you are a public figure. You were the head of the Central Intelligence Agency. You just don't go out there and say crap like that. But Hayden has been a repeated critic of the former Auburn football coach, calling him a racist last month because of not voting to confirm General Charles Q. Brown as chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Tuberville's been under heavy pressure. Meanwhile, keep in mind who Hayden is. Hayden was the head of the CIA under George W. Bush. All right. He was the head of the NSA before that. All right. He has also been criticized for overseeing the NSA's domestic wiretapping program on U.S. citizens. Oh, that guy. Yep. He also allegedly lied to Congress about the CIA's interrogation program. He also, by the way, helped push the Trump-Russia collusion narrative, and he was one of the ones who tried to discredit the Hunter Biden laptop, claiming it was Russian disinformation. That guy is calling for your U.S. senator to be removed from the human population. That's just not acceptable. All right, we're taking a break right now. We are in home fries. I'm going to switch gears and get a little bit lighter in the news front, all right? Things that are happening in your backyard, like how big is Huntsville now? Well, apparently, like, huge. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We're in the middle of some home fries, but I also got some text messages and things going on. So let's turn our attention to some of those because they may have some updates. Hey, there's our buddy Jerome from Rome. Jerome from Rome, say thanks, Phil, for supporting our Second Amendment rights. We're bringing those guns to the studio today. Hey, you know, at all times, man. Live free or die, right? Amy from Rainbow City says, Hillcrest Church in Anniston, Alabama has a... Oh, really? There's another one. So, yeah, our friend Amy from Rainbow City, Hillcrest Church in Anniston, Alabama has a group in Israel right now. Governor Ivey and our delegation have been working with them, and they now have a flight scheduled out on Friday! They are anxious but safe and requesting prayers. All right, that is awesome. Thank you so much, Amy, for that. That's three church groups then, boom. We got one couple traveling by themselves that we know of, as well as three separate church groups that are over there right now. David from Huntsville says, another senator said today that if Schumer had led the Senate, had let the Senate vote on just five military promotions a day instead of the recent weeks off of duty, all the promotions would have already been done. It's exactly right, man. It's on Schumer's desk. It's not on... Tuberville does not call things to the floor. Although he did find an end around, the reason why Schumer had to do the chairman of the Joint Chiefs the other day was because Tuberville found an end around. Keep in mind, I said before that Tuberville was known as the riverboat gambler when he was a coach. He was not afraid to call an odd play, right? He found an end around in the rules that gave him the ability to go get support and file a written petition to bring something to the floor. He was going to do it himself. Schumer finally had to do it. James from Harvest was telling me about Red Carlson, or Red Foreman. Thank you so much. Thomas from Athens says, with regards to the 100-mile-an-hour tape, he says, in Huntsville, we call it missile tape. Okay, I get you. He says, gorilla tape is close. And then he went ahead, and by the way, he followed up with a more sobering text. He says, 800 plus Israelis killed in one day. It's their 9/11. So comparing their population with ours, it would be the equivalent to 27,000 U.S. dying on 9/11. Mm-hmm. There's hardly going to be anybody in Israel that doesn't know somebody that was impacted, I guarantee you. Brian from Huntsville says, I canceled my visit to Israel this fall. No doubt that Hamas used that as a window of opportunity. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, so when is the UN going to declare the leaders of Hamas to be arrested on site for crimes against humanity? Well, they're not, because the UN Council for, the Humanitarian Council, came out in support of Palestine today. Yeah, you heard me. All right, back to home fries. So there's a few things. Turn the volume up so we can smell it. Can you smell the home fries cooking? So this is funny. This one makes me laugh. So you've got a situation right now with the Alabama Democrat Party. They are so ate up. The Alabama Democrat Party is ate up like a soup sandwich. That's just like on the menu of life, they ain't nothing but a soup and a sandwich, and they all ate up. So the DNC, the National Democrat Party, has once again ordered the Alabama Democrat Party to adopt new bylaws. Happened last night. Story here on WHNT, Channel 19. This is what they get. We're trying to be something to everybody, and then everybody ain't happy, so they ain't nothing to nobody. Can we write that down? I need a T-shirt that says that. Let me see if I can say it again. When you try to be something to everybody, and everybody ain't happy, you ain't nothing to nobody. Just words of wisdom from Phil. But a couple years ago, here's the deal. A few years ago, the Alabama Democratic Party was in such disarray. I mean, such absolute asinine disarray that the National Democrat National Committee threatened to come in and take it over and told them they had to get their act together. And basically, Representative Chris England and some others out of Tuscaloosa and some others had to kind of stage a coup against the former leadership of the state Democratic Party. And it was unbelievable. And they came in, they finally got it done. They finally staged the coup. They got away from Joe Reed, Nancy Worley, and all their ilk, right? And they formed new bylaws. And they made caucuses for all the intersectionalities they could think of. Everybody's got a caucus. Oh my soul, did you want a caucus? Do you want a blue hair caucus? We can do that. Did you want one that says, I only chew gum on Sundays, they only chew gum on Sundays caucus? Sure, we can do that. Well, they had one for the various groups like youth, disabled, LGBTQ+, and more in order to sort of bring an inclusiveness. Except it hadn't worked out that well. And now they've been told they have to reconstruct their bylaws because they left fatal defects in place. And they've now changed their bylaws to get away from their intersectionalities. And they're being slapped around by the National Party once again. And it's just funny to me. Home fries. We'll cook up some more when we get back from this break. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So I got somebody texting in right now asking, who are the three churches? Yeah, I just listed them all. Let's see here. You know what? I'm going to have to find it. Dadgummit. Let me hang on 1 second. Let me grab something off the floor because I throw my papers on the floor when I'm done.
Okay. He has to lean on down and grab them.
Yeah. Just. Okay. I will find it here momentarily. The two groups that I have in this article. Now, there's one couple from Tuscaloosa that is just there by themselves. They went on a trip, and that's Gene and Jamie Poole. I'll tell you, I'm going to keep this out so we can see it more. Gene and Jamie Poole are there on a trip on their own. There's also a group from St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Daphne, St. Paul's Episcopal in Daphne, and then also a group from Shades Mountain Baptist Church in Vestavia. I also heard just a moment ago from Amy in Rainbow City that Hillcrest Church in Anniston, Alabama, also has a group over there right now. So Hillcrest Church, Anniston, Shades Mountain Baptist, Vestavia, St. Paul's Episcopal, Daphne, and then a couple of the pools from Tuscaloosa. It's big doings. Lord, bless those people. Care for them. They are ours. Lord, we pray you return them quickly and safely and without difficulty, and God, that it would be a moment of victory as they arrive home. In Jesus' name, amen. Just felt led to do that just off the cuff. So there's the churches, and if you missed it, we'll try to put that out again later. Line one, is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. What you doing, buddy? How you?
Doing okay, but I did want to mention that a lot of those churches that have people still in Israel and a lot of other churches are going to be, as far as local fries or home fries, they're going to be having trunk or treats. And I can't think of a better way than you to go do your support for those that still have people over in Israel than to go to their trunk or treats. It's a safe environment. Mm. And not only are they supporting you, you can support them.
That's a great idea, man. If they got fall festivals, trunk or treats, or even just if they have a prayer gathering or a vigil on behalf of their own people, then absolutely. It doesn't mean you have to be a member there. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate you. You don't have to be a member there to go and support. That's huge. And I just mentioned two of them that are in our listening area, Hillcrest Church in Anniston and Shades Mountain in Vestavia are in our listening area. All right, more home fries. Can you smell it? Can you smell it? There it is. So apparently, Huntsville is now growing at an exponential rate. Apparently, Huntsville is like rabbits breeding. It's just happening. It's like there's boom, boom, boom. We're just popping up. There's new people in Huntsville like every single day. All God's children moving to Huntsville. So here's the deal. You know, we just did the census, right? The census was just done in 2021. Y'all, in 2021, the census. And it came back and said that Huntsville is now the biggest city in the state. Whoop, whoop. With a population then of the official count being 215,000-ish. All right, 215,000-ish is a lot, except that just 2 years later, it appears that the city planning department says they are now at roughly 235,000. They have increased 20%. It's the largest single-year percentage growth in well over a decade. Huntsville is like, it's like, I don't know, it's like the blob. It just keeps growing. But anyway, it's huge. When you take into account, by the way, the fact that I would call the metro area, like Madison, like, you know, Huntsville city limits kind of encircles Madison. It's more of a population center, really, of like 300,000. This is a long way from when I was a kid and I would go hunting arrowheads in the cotton fields in South Huntsville when they plowed them up. And it's just wow. Anyway, Mayor Battle says our infrastructure has grown. That's why you see apartments growing. That's why you see retail growing. That's why you see soccer coming to Huntsville. They got a soccer team in Huntsville? Okay. It's a growing place. He says population growth is sort of a double-edged sword, embracing the fact that Huntsville is a place where more and more people want to live while still preserving the quality of life that's in place before the growth. And that's the balancing act right there. Don't let it become, you know, the seedy downtown area, and every city's got their spots. You know, every city's got their spots that are less attractive than others, if you know what I'm saying. But the reality is, Huntsville. One of the things I appreciate about Huntsville is when their growth began to be rapid. You know, with the defense industry and Research Park and Missile Command taking on all of its roles, and the arsenal growing. Huntsville got its zoning in place. and made sure that a lot of what was happening sort of happened and made sense as it went. And I've so appreciated that about Huntsville's leadership over the years, including Mayor Tommy Battle. So anyway, there's that. Just be aware, Huntsville, it's growing like weeds in the spring. How about this story? By the way, Boomer, do you know what the name of the mayor of Biloxi is?
No, I don't.
His name is Fofo Gillich.
Oh, Fofo Gillich.
Fofo.
Man, he and I were best friends.
Stop.
No, just Fofo.
Fofo is actually his nickname.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why. His name is Andrew Gillich, but it's Fofo. So Biloxi Mayor Andrew Fofo Gillich is denying any wrongdoing. You may want to know this. It appears he's taken a lesson from Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis when they ship out the illegals in their state, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's shipping homeless people to Mobile, apparently. Fofo denies it. Fofo saying it ain't happening. Don't call Fofo down. Fofo will tell you what's what. So Fofo says ain't nothing happening.
Fofo ain't nothing happening.
I just want to know why his name is Fofo.
I like it.
If anybody knows Biloxi Mayor Andrew Fofo Gillich and you know why he's called Fofo, please tell me. Mobile, Alabama, story on Alabama Daily News. Mobile officials are claiming that police from nearby Mississippi city of Biloxi are dropping off homeless people sometimes after coercing them to go. But Biloxi Mayor Andrew Fofo Gillich, I just like saying that.
Fofo Gillich?
Fofo denies any wrongdoing, saying Biloxi is working with homeless shelters in Mobile. Well, that's the same thing. You're bringing them from Biloxi to a homeless shelter in Mobile. That might be the same thing as carting them away.
Dropping them off.
Just dropping them off.
He says no one, sound better.
He says no one's been taken against their will. Fewer than 20 have been transported. Although some of the homeless folks are saying, no, that ain't quite the way it went down. A letter from James Barber, chief of state. This is cracking me up.
This is like,
so Fofo going to get him out of his town.
Fofo Gillich is like, you're not staying here, buddy.
Yeah, you ain't welcome around here.
Nope.
By the way, isn't that how the movie First Blood started? I mean, isn't that what happened? Yeah. Fofo tried to get Rambo out of town. Tried to take him out of town, make him walk across that bridge. He said, ain't going to have it. Tore up the town. Tore up. Anyway, I'm just saying, Fofo might need to look out. Might have a Rambo in there somewhere. I'm just getting carried away. A letter from James Barber, chief of staff to Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson, suggests that Biloxi police are violating the civil rights of homeless people by saying they're breaking Mississippi City's laws and then suggesting police can take them to Mobile. Hey, you're here, you're breaking our laws, but don't worry, we'll take you to Mobile. It's awesome. You'll love it there. The letter asks Biloxi to stop the transports, threatens that Mobile will call in federal officials, well, good luck with that, to investigate civil rights violations. Well, maybe they will. Interviews with people that were brought to Mobile reveal what they call a consistent pattern by Biloxi police officers. One of them even said that he heard the police bragging about how he had personally taken over 50 people himself. Appears that Fofo's got a racket.
Fofo. He's been doing this for a while.
Fofo wrote a letter back. Fofo Gillich wrote back on Friday that that Mobile officials are, quote, misinformed. He said Biloxi has been working with two Mobile shelters since August of 2022. Well, that's the same thing.
If you've been working with those shelters, that doesn't mean you're not shipping them up there.
Fofo, don't make me come over there. just don't make us come over there. I know Mayor Sandy Stimson. I think the world of him. And for his chief of staff to write that letter, it must mean they got Fofo's number. That's what I'm saying. There's that. Okay. Yeah, and it's not. By the way, it's Brian from Huntsville wants to know: is it spelled like F-E-A-U-X, as in like French, like Fofo? Because he's down there. He's down there on the Gulf Coast. Nope, my article says F-O-F-O. So take that for what it's worth. All right, Boomer. I'm about to tell you how old I am, but without telling you how old I am.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tell me how old you are without telling me how old you are by telling me whether or not you had a smoking pit at your high school. I did. High school students, it was not uncommon. We had a smoking pit at my high school, And in between classes, you know, you get 20-minute break after period two, and the smokers like made a beeline, and you know
the smoking pit. What'd you call it?
The smoking pit.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if there was a special name for it.
What'd you call the smoking pit? The smoking pit.
The smoking pit.
Yeah, that's what Fofo named it. but we had a smoking pit at my high school. Gone are the days. Y'all didn't have, I mean, I know your high school.
Yeah, we did not have a smoking
pit. Actually, I was there when you were in high school.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact you didn't have a smoking pit at
your
high
school. We did not.
And I don't know of any that did. I don't know when that went out. I am betting that some of the listeners out there that are, oh, okay, Fofo's tearing up the text messages right now, by the way.
I wonder if Fofo's going to text in.
So if Fofo calls in, what do I do? Do I be respectful? Do I say, hello, Mayor Fofo, how are you?
I mean, when I answer the phone, that's exactly what it is. Mayor Fofo.
Yeah.
I will be respectful.
Fofo, can I help you? I don't know how to say it. I just look at this and go.
Anyway, I will be respectful of his name.
Back to my smoking pit story. Stop Fofoing. I'm on a different subject right now. So Alabama launches vape courts. Not only do we not have... it's just gotten out of hand. I mean, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to mock this because I think they need to stop it. Here's the thing, when I was in high school and you pulled out a pack of Marlboros, you know what was in the package, right?
Oh yeah.
Just saying, you know, if you were a Marlboro guy or if you smoked those unfiltered Camels like my granddaddy did, you know, or whatever, my other granddaddy got Bel Airs because he got those certificates. He could trade them in like green stamps and buy stuff with it. All I'm saying is this, when I was in high school, a pack of cigarettes was a pack of cigarettes. Now the problem they got is vaping. Vaping, though, you don't know what the inserts are. It's amazing what kids can get online. I mean, they can step across a state line somewhere and they can get stuff to go in their vapes, and they can be sitting there vaping during break at school and sucking down THC, you know, because it's cannabis laced. So this is a real problem. Well, so right now what's happening is there's a new program spreading across Alabama. Story on AL.com came out this morning. A new program spreading across Alabama as a small number of counties have now taken on the prosecution of students who are busted vaping at schools. The schools have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in high-tech vape sensors to catch kids puffing in the bathrooms and locker rooms. Wow. It's like there's no vape pit. So
nope.
Don't be... vaping in the boys' room. I see. Here we go. In addition to receiving school-based punishments that can include alternative school or in-school suspension, those students can also now get a ticket and a date in the county's vape court. Wow. So if the defendants, who are all first-time offenders, complete a two-hour education class and 16 hours of community service, within 2 months, their charges will be dropped. That's the program going on now in Cullman. So Cullman County is saying, look, you know what? It's a new law. It actually is a law. They passed it in 2021, I believe. Yeah, vape court is based on the Alabama law, which states that people under the age of 21 who possess vape products can receive tickets and fines ranging from $10 to $50. But students in Cullman County are not required to pay their fines or return to court if they complete the requirements within 2 months. I think that's reasonable. School officials, it says, have become increasingly concerned about the dangers of vaping. Vaping can harm brain development among teens, affect mood, learning, and impulse. Also, vape cartridges sold commercially contain nicotine, and some contain THC, and it has become a real issue in Alabama schools, and the law has been changed. I ran long, Boom. Take me to a break, brother. Cooking up so many home fries, I can't even eat them all. You guys stay tuned. We'll see what you think. Oh, I see the smoking pit and the Fofo text are streaming in right now. We'll get back to it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Madison, Madison says Fofo sent the popo. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So not much time left in the home fries segment. Thank you. I had to say it. Boomer is still hitting buttons from coming back from the break, and I'm like pointing at him. Those of y'all that don't live stream the show, you every once in a while you should, because it's a hoot every once in a while to see, like, Boomer, you got to get the camera on you more often.
I know. I probably should put like a little like square of me the whole time, because I do make some funny faces.
Well,
every once in a while.
Now that I know you can do that, I'm saying yes, you should. I don't even know what technology you have available to you. You can launch a space shuttle sitting over there in your command center. But anyway, it cracks me up sometimes. I'll be looking over Boomer and saying, you know, like push the button. He's like, I can't yet.
Not yet.
Hey, text lines blew up. I tell you what, I got two more articles. Let me do this. Home fries stuff. One of the stories that I thought was pretty important, and it's not fun. It's just interesting, and it's also better, by the way, pay attention. The Better Business Bureau is saying that Alabama's getting a bad rap for having scams that are going on right now. And this one, by the way, is a scam regarding heavy equipment. So if you're in the agribusiness, if you're a farmer, or you are a heavy business dirt mover, heavy equipment dirt mover, or whatever else, heavy equipment right now is one of the latest scams, and apparently it's centering on Alabama. They're picking old companies, taking their websites, even though the companies are roughly defunct, and making themselves look legit as if they're selling off their equipment. People are trying to buy it online because it's a good deal, and they're losing their money because the equipment's not really there for sale. So what the Better Business Bureau is doing is saying, don't ever go online and buy something like that if it's not from a reputable dealer that you have verified. And then, oh, by the way, you're always better off by inspecting it in person. There's that. Last thing I'll say on a much lighter note, and by the way, I've got a ton of text messages to get to. I can see a bunch of y'all had smoking pits at your high school. So it is now my favorite time of the year, fall. I love the fall. Now, you know, every winter I'm excited about spring. Every spring I'm excited about summer. Every summer being over, I'm real excited about fall. So I love the fall, me personally. It's my favorite time of the year. Southern Living Magazine just named two places in Alabama as some of the best places in the South to go and see the fall colors. You may want to know where they are.
I do.
Okay. Two of them from Alabama made the overall tally. One is Lookout Mountain Scenic Parkway from Gadsden to Chattanooga. Lookout Mountain Scenic Parkway from Gadsden to Chattanooga, a 93-mile parkway that runs alongside waterfalls, canyons, small towns and villages, state and national parks, and some of the state's most colorful trees. So right here from where we sit, bro, you can drive down one of the most scenic places in the entire United States for fall. The other one is Little River Canyon Nature Preserve, which is not far away either.
No.
I've been to both. Love them both. I'm going to go ahead and suggest to you, too, any of y'all in the listening area, if you have not gone to Guntersville State Park Lodge, let me just tell you, that's a treasure. You could sit up there. You can see for 20 miles, bald eagles flying in the area, the fall foliage around the lake turning colors right below you because you're looking down on everything. And the lodge has been completely renovated since the 2011 tornadoes. It got a huge facelift. It's a wedding destination. I've seen weddings out there, and it's got a great restaurant. So that's an awesome place, and it's pretty much in conjunction with this this whole Lookout Mountain, Gadsden, Chattanooga, 93-mile drive. It's not far off that beaten path, and I would encourage you to go check it out. So Brian from Huntsville is saying, yes, we need more Boomer on the video. That way... That we know that the home fries audio is not him on a bathroom break. Oh. Oh.
Ouch.
Ow.
Brian.
That was awful. All right, we're taking a break. We're coming right back. So I've got a caller calling in, Todd Stacy, the publisher of the Alabama Daily News. We're going to switch gears, go to number 3 on the Triple Dipper. Let's talk about what's going on with the race to get a new House Speaker in D.C. What's going to happen with this? Is Kevin McCarthy trying to come back? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.